Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, December the 2nd, 2022. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight... Tonight on Live Talk, we are looking at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Doha, Qatar, and how the five African teams which qualified are performing so far. Senegal was the first African team to progress to the group of 16 and will play England this Sunday, while Morocco followed suit and booked a place in the group of 16 after beating Canada 2-1 yesterday. Morocco will play Spain Tuesday in the group of 16. Ghana today was booted out of the competition after losing to bitter rivals Uruguay. The rivalry follows a controversial 2010 FIFA World Cup loss to Uruguay, which stopped the West Africans from becoming the first African nation to make it past the quarterfinals. Ghana crashed out of that World Cup after striker Luis Suarez controversially handballed on the goal line deep into extra time and denied the Black Stars of an almost certain winning goal. But ironically today, both teams crashed out. Cameroon is playing Brazil later tonight. Nasi tirikutarisa zvirikuitika kumakwikwi eFIFA World Cup arikutambwa kuDoha, Qatar. Africa ine zvikwata zvishanu zvinoti Ghana, Cameroon, Senegal, Tunisia neMorocco. Senegal yakakwanisa kuve chikwata chemuAfrica chekutanga kupinda muround of 16, umo chichatamba neEngland nemusi wesvondo. Morocco yakakwanisa kupinda mugroup of 16 nezuro yakave chikwata chechipiri kupinda mugungano iri. Morocco iri kutarisirwa kutamba neSpain nemusi wechipiri. Nasi chikwata cheGhana chabuda mumakwikwi aya mushure mekukundwa neUruguay. Uruguay yabudawo zvakare mumakwikwi aya. Cameroon iri kutarisirwa kupinda kutamba neBrazil manheru ano. Tunisia neGhana dzatobuda mumakwikwi aya. Ndozvikwata zvekuAfrica zvatiri kuona matambiro azviri kuita. While friends from around the world revel at the Qatar 2022 FIFA World Cup, hundreds of children in the war-torn region of Idlib, Syria, compete in the Camps World Cup, a football tournament featuring players who are growing up in displaced camps or as child laborers. Moneb Taim reports from Idlib, Syria, with Heather Maddock in Istanbul.
After months of training, these Syrian children are competing in what they are calling the Camps World Cup, a football tournament mirroring the games in Qatar. Some players come from industrial areas, where young children work difficult and dangerous jobs. But most come from the displacement camps, where half the roughly 4 million people in the Idlib region of Syria live.
The war has impacted everything. We have become trapped inside these camps, and it's not possible to get out.
Organizers hope the games will bring international attention to the war and humanitarian crisis still going on in Idlib, one of the only parts of Syria still at war with the government of Bashar al-Assad.
We are hoping there will be a solution for the families of these children so they can return to the homes they were displaced from.
Parents say children growing up in the isolated camps in Idlib are suffering physical and psychological damage from war and abject poverty. They say the football tournament doesn't fix the problems, but it does alleviate some of the pain.
If there was no war, my children would have better mental health. Because of the war and the bombing, they're always afraid and cannot concentrate.
The children in the tournament are organized into teams, named after the national teams playing in Qatar now. Some children say the training and the competition helps them envision a future without war.
I have a dream when the war ends to participate in World Cup matches in Europe and Asia with the Syrian national football team.
But for families in northwest Syria, winter is coming on rapidly. And the United Nations says rising prices, climate change, and dwindling international aid are making winters harsher and more deadly every year. Families say after the camp's World Cup, dreams will once again have to wait while they are busy trying to survive. For Monique Taim in Idlib, Syria, Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Our reporter Godfrey Mutimba in Mashingo speaks to a soccer fan, Runga Moyo, on his views on how African teams are performing at the World Cup and his personal favorites. Let's hear what he had to say. That there was VOA reporter Godfrey Mutimba speaking to a soccer fan, Runga Moyo in Mashingo, giving his personal favorites and speaking about how Africa is performing at the World Cup. Let's take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back with you. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on all our social media platforms, and we'll be able to read them out so we can hear your view. Now for perspective, we are joined by one of our analysts. We have analyst Tandazani Zimbra, who is in Zimbabwe. Hello, Mkoma Tandazani.
Masera Fred.
Aiwata Square. Let's just dive right in. We just witnessed there Ghana playing their bitter rival Uruguay, and we saw Ghana struggling. But then, even if Uruguay won, what is next now? What does it mean?
Well, it means that unfortunately we have to take our bags and go back home as far as Group H is concerned, where Africa was represented by Ghana. What is more painful is that there was an opportunity for us to make up for what happened in South Africa when Ghana, who had the continent's chances to progress for the first time ever to the semi-finals of the World Cup, when in the last minute of their quarterfinal match against Uruguay, Juan missed a penalty. So today we played against Uruguay again, and Ghana failed to make up for what happened in South Africa, losing by 2-1. But what is even more painful is that they had a penalty and they failed. So the final scoreline was 2-0. They failed to put away that penalty. So it looks like, as far as penalties are concerned, Ghana and Uruguay, it seems every time we get penalties, we develop cold feet. It's quite disappointing looking at that Tunisia also going back home. So our hopes now lie on Cameroon, so that at least we have Senegal who are in the last 16 as well as Morocco, who did very well and won yesterday by 2-1 when they beat Canada. And if Cameroon makes it through, then at least we are still alive with 3 teams in the last round of 16. And may hopes will be very bright that it may be represented in the round of 8 in the quarterfinals.
If you can just tell us the same thing in Isindebele, what are the chances when we look at the way African teams are playing? We've seen right now we have two countries that have gone to the group of 16, but we saw Ghana struggling today to beat bitter rivals Uruguay, like what you were explaining. Can you explain in Ndebele what the way forward is now?
Masikhangela esizale ngayo ungathi akukathinti kakhulu ungakhangela umncintiswano we-World Cup eminyakeni edlulileyo amacembu e-Afrika aqala kuhle kodwa ukuthi nxa sekusiya ekucingeni yikho lapho abakhulelwa khona. Sikhangele iSenegal lapho eyadlala khona le-Netherlands kuba ngithikile ubhanga kwaze kwafika ngiyabona 18 minutes belokhu ekuyi-0-0 kodwa basebegcina bekhulelwa kwaba yi-2-0 bagcina bekhulelwa 2-0 kuyukuthi badlale kuhle for 18 minutes. Esiningi sisuka kumbe ikudinwa kumbe ikuswela ukuyala lokhu esithi cabanga ukuthi singanqoba ekucineni sicine sikutshaya luvalo ekucineni sicine sesinqotshwa kodwa kulethemba lokubana njengoba kule umncintiswano sokulamaqembu amabili asefike kwisigaba se-round of 16 nasikhangele iCameroon nayo izadlala neBrazil nxa inganqoba iBrazil okwanamhlanje kuhlukisa esesilamaqembu amathathu afika ku-round of 16 konawo maqembu amathathu mhlawumbe singaba nemfanta sicine njalo siqhubekela phambili kuyangena kuma-quarterfinals besekuthiwa lelinye iqembu elingaphumelela liye kuma-semifinals. Kodwa okudanisileyo kakhulu yikubana iGhana yona esizakhumbula ukuthi imncintiswano we-World Cup owadlalela e-South Africa yakhitshwa kuma-quarter finals yi-Uruguay. Namhlanje bekulethuba lokuthi baphindisele lokhu abakwenziwayo. Sizakhumbula ukuthi kwathi imidlalo isiyaphela uSuarez wabamba i-penalty abe-Afrika beGhana baphiwa i-penalty yokubana benganqoba uma leyo penalty ingahlohlwa kodwa kwasamoa gian wesibeke kusohla i-Afrika yasisesibeke ukuphumela ukuthi iye kuma-semifinals. Namhlanje njalo abafana beGhana baphiwe lelo thuba le-penalty kodwa besibeka ukusohlwa bagcina sebenqotshwe nge-2-0. Kuyadanisa kakhulu lokho kutho ukuthi okwakhathesi umdlalo we-Cameroon ne-Brazil ongakadlalwa futhi namaqembu amabili asephendule ekhaya lelo yiTunisia njalo amaqembu amabili asephumelela ezawakhangelela ukuthi mhlawumbe iwasethwele ithemba le-Afrika iMorocco neSenegal. iTunisia iyesiyiphindela neGhana seyiphindela ekhaya. iCameroon inganqoba namhlanje kuBrazil kutho ukuthi siza kuba lamaqembu amathathu. Ithemba likhona ngoba iBrazil isiphumelele mhlawumbe bazasebenzisa abadlali babo laba abanye abangahambisanga ukuqalisa njalo yona iCameroon njengoba ikwazi ukuthi namhlanje akuna okunye okufunekayo ngaphandle kokunqoba kutho ukuthi bazangena bele ndlabuzane mhlawumbe zenethi njalo yokuthi yena iBrazil iyakwazi ukuthi lanxa ingazinqotshe akuna msebenzi ngoba sebephumelela. Mhlawumbe khonapho inkulu ithuba lokuthi amaqembu e-Afrika iCameroon iyehlangana njalo leSenegal ihlangane leMorocco zimelele i-Afrika zizintathu ziqhubekela phambili ngomncintiswano we-World Cup.
Tombo, tarisa icho chikwata cheCameroon chiri kutarisirwa kutamba neBrazil mumutambo uchauya munguva inotevera. Vazhinji vakamirira kuona munoona zvichizofamba sei tichiona matambiro aita Ghana nhasi, sei tichiona zvikwata zvekuAfrica zviri kuzoneta taakusvika kumagumo emitambo iyi?
Cameroon ndeine zvikwata zvanga zvakatarisirwa kuti pamwe chichatungamira zvimwe zvikwata zvese kumutambo weWorld Cup, asi tikatarisa nzira yavazotamba nayo zvanga zvisingafadzi. Pamwe kune zvanga zvichiitika muchikwata ichi zvatisingaoni nekuti kana tatarisa kutamba kwavanga vachiita hakuna kuzofadza sekutarisira kwatanga takaita. Asi kwanhasi pavanotamba neBrazil vanoziva kuti hapana zvimwe zvinorikamwa panze pekuti vakunde. Vakasakunda vakudzokera kumusha. Uye chimwe chingabatsira ndechekuti chikwata chavari kutamba nacho cheBrazil chatobudirira, chinoziva kuti chiri kuenderera mberi mumitambo yeWorld Cup. Saka pamwe vachazorodza vamwe vatambi vavo. Tinoziva vane vatambi vanokosha vakaita sana Neymar, vane vatambi vakaita sana Casemiro. Pamwe vangangozorodzwa nhasi nokuti vanenge vachichengeterwa mitambo iri kuuya kuti vasaneta kana kuti vasakuvara. Saka ipapo ndo pangapa muCameroon mukana wekuti igone kutamba nesimba ikunde chikwata cheBrazil. Ikangokunda nhasi tinenge tava nomukana wekuti veAfrica vane zvikwata zvitatu zvinomirira Africa zvichienda kuround of 16.
Mm-hmm. And just looking at the team that have qualified so far, they are now scheduled to play in the round of 16. What do you think are their chances as they progress when we look at Senegal and also we look at Morocco, which just qualified yesterday?
I think it's all about focus, it's all about concentration, it's all about belief. When you think that a team like Japan can beat Germany, a team like Japan can defeat Spain, then if you believe, because you are all at the World Cup, it means that there is some substance in you. It's all about the 90 minutes, it's all about the tactics. So when, first of all, Senegal approach their game with England, it will all be about belief. Also, we must remember that they have players who are in the English league, and they know very well their opponents. They know what to do. So as long as they believe, strength in character, as long as they overcome that nerve, which usually affects African teams when they are at this stage in the World Cup, I don't see them failing to beat England. So it will all be a matter of belief, a matter of character. When it comes to Morocco, when you look at the way they went about their business, especially yesterday, you can tell that they are a team that is well-drilled, they are a team that is elite, and even their tactics, they went pound for pound. They did not respect that they are playing an opponent from a different continent, but mm-hmm. they gave all that they had got.
And please hold on. Please hold on. It is now time to hear from our callers and stakeholders. Who are our stakeholders of this show? And I understand that we have a caller all the way from Botswana, Regate Town. Now, hello, caller Makadi.
Hi,
what a Kasimba Taurai teens. We took Taura Nemi Murkupi.
Botswana.
Hey, Kwakadi, Botswana.
Awa Botswana kuri rai Chicago.
Ehe, munoitwani?
Ene surprise tikaberera.
Nguva taberera. Saka muri kuona sei zviri kuitika munhabvu kuWorld Cup uko. Imi muri kusapota chikwata chipi? Ndiani wamunofunga kuti achatora mukombe?
Brazil ndiyo hanzo inokwanisa kutora. Bati kuti gemu racho rakatiziyo, gemu Africa dziri kutambo zviri kushamisa singai. Mhm,
mhm. Okay, saka muri kuti
ini kwawo.
Mhm, taurai.
Ona kuti sine Morocco matambira acho ya this time iri hoti chaiko kuti hale kuna kupinda umberi hani kana ichibuda inobuda umberi koko.
Mhm. Wo muri kuti ini makatarisa pane Morocco hapo kana makatarisa ku Africa?
Ya, pa Morocco hapo hayo inogona kuti kira wosiri nani mu Africa ndinoda kuti mirira wa mu Africa iyo.
Ehe. Saka dai manga murimi muri kutarisa kuti parikutadzwa ndepapa makatarisa kuzvikwata zviri kubva ku Africa mungati ndepapa. Chicha mungava yambiro tinotarisa kuti Cameroon iri kuenda unotamba munguva inotevera iyo ino.
Ndiona kuva kumona kuitwa kunde kuti kurishuna yakuti iri zvakanaka kuva kuti vane uchika iri nyatso mitambo yokunde iri koko handisina kuona zvakanaka iyo.
Mhm, aiwa pakanaka chaizvo. Tinokutendai mukomata derera mino kana muine mamwe mazwi amukada kutaura.
Aiwa ndingoti muAfrica tinoma Morocco kuti dai yangu ramba yakadaro tingakwanisa kumirirwa zvakanaka.
Kopa Cameroon apa. Thank you so much. We're hearing there from our caller from Botswana, who's called Taderera. He's saying that he is putting his money on Brazil. That's what he says. But let's go back to our sports analyst, Tandazani Zimbwa, in Zimbabwe. Kuma Tandazani, manzwa shuguta urwa ene vakutifoni la parijino, our caller from Botswana. Munga tichi nyai ye betting iriko ere, murku iwona se munyika parijino.
Ane beti ya iri pohoe ya kanga mtambo ena buze kuti wanochunga mira mtambo wakasa singa zisinde inga kanga mta kufari wako nuhuta mtambo uyu asi na zoe tunaona kuti imvira kuti wanu wazifazwe nayo saka kuti inyatovarwa azvigoni asi vanotungamirira mutambo wenhabvu vanofanirwa kuti vaone kuti vatambi neavo vanokocha nyange ivo vanotungamira havatenderwi paiswe mutemo wekuti ukangoonekwa chete uchiita zvebetting hauchatenderwi zvekutamba kana kutungamira kana kukocha saka zviripo asi ungakuiswe mutemo wakasimba.
Very strong word there. Maybe if you can say the same thing in Sindebele when about the question of betting and what your thoughts are.
Into yokubheja ebhoreni ikhona fikile njalo kule thuba lokuthi umdlalo wenguqu ungachinisa uphambaniseka nxa kungabekwanga izinqumo zokubana uvikelwe kubugelebeke babantu la ababheja kumdlalo wenguqu ikakhulu nxa sikhangele ukuthi abadlali noma abaqeqeqeshi noma bonabo abakhokhela ezomdlalo wenguqu kumele kufakwe imithetho eqinileyo ukwenzela ukuthi bangavunyelwa ungabanjwa ungumdlali wenguqu kumbe ungumkhokheli noma umqeqeshi kufaka umthetho oqinileyo ozenza ukuthi ungaphindi uvunyelwe ukwenzela ukuthi abanye besabe nxa lokhu kungenziwanga ngibona ngathi kuzaphambanisa umdlali wenguqu abantu begcine bengaselakuthemba nokubana impumela yemidlalo iliqiniso na ngoba mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi abadlali babe bebhejile sebesekele ukunqoba kumbe beyekele banqotshwe ngoba besazi ukuthi lanxa benqotshiwe kodwa bazathola imbuzo eminingi ngoba babe bebhejile.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line and I will go to our Facebook platforms while we're waiting for our correspondent all the way from Ghana to tell us what the mood is like in Ghana at the moment following the Ghanaian team crashing out today. And Rukona Pana Polani John, Arkuti Raise Up Africa, good afternoon. Richard Moyo, Arkuti Pa England versus Senegal Apo. Senegal, Inokwan Sakurova, England. Ndo maonero abo Josephine Matemera kuti zvebhora makwikwi. So Josephine is saying anything can happen. Ari pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona. Regaitishaidza zvakare kuenda ku VOA Ndebele tione kuti ikoko vanhu vari kuti chii. Tinoo kuti wanikwai muchinyora pfungwa dzenyu uyezve vanoda kufonerwa. Wanikwai muchititaurira kuitira kuti tikufonerei. Pane vanga vatoisa nhamba dzavo tikuedza kukufonerai mukanzwa nhare dzedu dzichirira ibvai madaira. Regaitidzokere zvakare. Tandazani, going back to, you know, like, what is the future for African teams?
You realize that part of the strength of European teams is African players. When you look at the holders in France, almost the entire squad is made up of players that came from Africa. The other weakness that we have as African teams is that whenever we hear of players playing in Europe, we don't even take time to examine just how good they are, whether they qualify, because Africa has immense talent. There are players who can play so well from Africa. But whenever there are these big tournaments, African teams tend to rush and select players that are attached abroad automatically, and that has had an impact. Yes, there are players that have been playing at the top level, and you can never ignore. Examples are like Edward Mendy, who has played in the Champions League. We have players, the African players, there are African players who play for top teams in Europe. Yes, those we can use, but there are some obscure names that surely do not even perform better than locally based players, yet they get automatic selection. This has tended to affect African teams. And up and until we have a policy to reward the performance more than reputation, then it will affect us as African teams.
Another thing yataona zviri kuitika pane mamwe ma team aita aya tingati ma upsets tombobva zvedu ku Africa mombotibatsira kuti ndezvipi zvikwata zvabva zvashamisa chaizvo pa World Cup apa zvazvisingafumikidzirwo zvingaburitswe.
Okay,
so we can take a live caller. I understand we have a live caller with us. Hello, caller, Makadi. Saka imi pane zviri kuitika izvi ndezvipi zvikwata zvakufadzai?
Chikwata chanifadza ndicheche Senegal. Mona tinoramba chichingofara kuround of 16. Zvakare chikwata chekuEngland.
Okay.
Chikwata chakatamba chaitamba zvinofadza uchiona kuti vaiziva kuti vakarengera mutambo uyu.
Asi ndechipi chikwata chamunokuko chichatora mukombe?
Chikwata ndinofunga kuti England inenge yaane nguva yaane nyota nekunge ichitorawo mukombe, saka inogona kuzosangana iyoyo neFrance mufinal. England yotorawo mukombe neriya anenge yaisina kumbotora.
Aiwa, tinokutendai chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka kwamuri ikoko. Tandazani, if you can just come in and give us in 30 seconds your last word as we move forward in this World Cup.
It's a World Cup of shocks, and as I was saying, Japan has been the biggest shocker of this World Cup. Germany, Spain, whoever believed that that Japan could get the better. But also with an African team, Morocco beating Belgium, whoever believed that Morocco could beat Belgium. So it has been a World Cup of shocks, and we should expect even more shocks as we progress towards the final. But it will remain the same. The big guns will win it.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have no extra time, so I'd like to say thank you to our guests, Tandazani Zimbra, there in Zimbabwe, and to all those that were live streaming with us. I'm Marvelous Mchanga Nyahuye in Washington saying have a very good night and a very great weekend. And don't forget to watch the World Cup.